Christmas for me, I had a hard time coming up with a story. But when I tell you the story, you're going to think, how did you forget about that? So here we go. So the first 30 years of my life, Christmas was very just normal, boring. I would visit my family, my parents, and then we would go to my grandparents' house, both paternal, maternal, exchange gifts, laughs, the same Thanksgiving 2.0 food that we had a month earlier. Yeah, we'd have a good time, and then we would depart, and we'd do it again the next year, and rinse and repeat for 30 years. I have a second cousin who is, he's one of these, like, travel people. He's part of a group that takes people to, like, exotic locations, like Ghana, Panama, Portugal, places like that. And one year, this group was hosting a Christmas trip to Costa Rica. It's like, oh, that's a great way to break this up. So we went, left from Reagan National Airport, flew to the west coast of Costa Rica, and we had a great time. We stopped at the airport, picked up all the alcohol anybody could ever want. We especially like to pick up the things that you can't buy legally in the United States sometimes. Maybe only a handful of people will know this. Hennessy White was very popular with this group. So we depart the airport, and we head to the villa through Costa Rica, and seeing all the sights, all the different villages and towns. There's a jungle element to get to where we're going. And we get to this villa, and I've never been to a villa before, but it was everything that an early 2000s rap video could have prepared me for. there was a pool with a jacuzzi waterfall. There was a field where you could play soccer or chase iguanas. I did both. There was different, like, sort of cabanas where everybody stayed in, and we were feet away from Jaco Beach, which is on the west side of Costa Rica. The first 2 days, we just hung at the villa, drank, and we would go into this town where there are clubs where I discovered that Costa Rica is one of the countries where, I'm going to say, IRL sex work is legal, which makes for, you know, you see some people when you walk into a place and you look at them and they look at you, and you both realize that you're not from here, but there's also an extra element of, I'm looking at you, and you're taking a longer, harder look at me and sort of sizing me up. And then my cousin, he leans over me, he's like, oh, he just goes, it's legal here. And we had never talked about that before, but he said that, he knew I would understand, and I understood what he meant. We had a few nights of partying, and a part of this trip are, things like parasailing or ATVs. And for this one, this was an ATV trip. He had planned an ATV trip through the jungles of Costa Rica. And I am an extreme sports kid. I grew up riding dirt bikes, skateboarding, riding BMX all across Baltimore. It's why there's, you know, different things on marble ledges so that I can't do that anymore in the city. You can blame me, but I still try. Also, thanks for the skate park downtown. That's awesome. 20 years too late because I've retired, but sure. Thank you. Anyway, an ATV ride was right up my alley, what I wanted to do. ATV ride in the jungle. That day, we head to the ATV place. They gave us the safety instructions, give us our helmets, neck gaiters, which is our face covering so we don't get mud on our faces, and just make sure everything's are secure in our pockets, wallets, keys, cell phones, things like that, so you don't lose them in the middle of the jungle, because if you lose your wallet in the middle of the jungle, good luck finding it. We head out, everybody's taking pictures, we head out, on this trail, and about 10 minutes in, we pass a small village, and some of the terrain is very rough because it's a jungle, and some points there's like clear, defined paths, and then at other points there's a narrow path, and then cliff. They didn't prepare us for that. I was not prepared for that, but, you know, I powered through. So we're riding along, and there's this little sort of rain ditch, and I'm sort of close to the edge of it, but I'm not really paying any attention. And there's a sharp left turn to go up this mountain, and I turn my ATV, and my rear tire slips into the ditch, and in goes with it my ATV, me with some quick thinking, because there's trees, but on the other side of these trees could be a cliff. So I try to steer myself back, and I turn, and then this is one of those moments where life slows way, way, way down, and you have to make a life or death decision about what's going to happen next. So the ATV rolls over me, and I'm sure we've all heard about ATV accidents before. Most famously, in 2003, Ozzy Osbourne almost killed himself in an ATV accident. And I'm thinking, this is not going to be me in Costa Rica. My mom's not going to retrieve my body at Reagan National from what's supposed to be a Christmas vacation. I brought my BMX gloves with me. I'm wearing my BMX gloves, and I lean over, put my hands on the ground, my other leg on the ground, stiffen my right leg to hold this probably 300 to 400 pound ATV from rolling over me, stop it, and then just sort of, with all my strength, push it back on its four wheels. Now, everybody rushes over, hey, Rob, are you okay? Are you fine? One of my aunts is there. She's like, I'm going to tell your mother. And I'm like, don't. I've been hurt before. Please don't alert her to this. I'm sitting on the ground, like, okay, I look down, I'd stand up, okay, everything's, all the bones are where the bones are supposed to be, cool. Check my left leg, cool, hands, good. Look at my right leg, this entire part of my leg, someone's getting ahead, skin burned off, to quote Bernie Mac, to the white meat. And I did not realize that until I looked at it, because I didn't feel it at all. And looking at the ATV, what I learned was, when I was pushing the ATV back off of me with this leg, it was pure engine burning off the skin on my leg. I know, right? You should have experienced this. So, you know, I'm looking at it for 10 seconds, and it's just white and burnt skin hanging. I'm going to try to grow out as much as possible. Cool. And then, maybe 10, 15 seconds goes by, and then the blood starts to come forward through my leg, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. I asked the tour guide, hey, do you have any, gauze or any first aid of any kind? Because it actually looked kind of light when you were packing up for everything to get up. We got some stuff. Cool. Sit on the ATV. They bring me, a bottle of alcohol and maybe, three large pads of gauze and some tape. I'm like, cool. I've injured myself before in bike parks, whatever. I got this. So, three quick breaths. Pour the alcohol down my leg. I didn't scream because I didn't want to scare the monkeys or anything. This is still a vacation, I want to see everything I want to see. But pour it down my leg, wipe the excess off, clean off any mud or anything, wrap it with the rest of the gauze, and I continued the ATV trip. And that is Christmas 2017. Stay extreme, Baltimore. Ha ha ha.